Hello.
Hello. Hi there. May I speak to Brenda?
Brenda?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who's calling?
She's available. If she's not available, you can help me. But we are calling from National Opinion Survey, sir. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask her a few questions. But if you want, you can cooperate as well.
What kind of survey is it?
Survey dealing with politics, the decision by the Supreme Court and in the economy, stuff like that. Would you like to help me, sir, with the survey? It's quite brief.
Okay, go ahead.
Very well, sir. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. To be sure we are representing everyone, may I ask you a raise?
Black.
Thank you, sir. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Mm-hmm. Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
75.
Let me enter that info. Just give me 1 second here. Thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you are extremely motivated.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say is politics in your personal life? Very important, somewhat important, not too important,
very.
Or not important? Very, okay.
Very important.
Thank you. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat, sir, or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Very well, let's move on. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Sir?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, very well. Just, it's not very satisfied, right? Just satisfied. Is that correct?
Satisfied, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Would you blame the Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve rising the interest rates? Would you blame big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, or the Biden administration and their policies? Who is to blame, in your opinion?
Republicans.
Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 is if the issue is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. How important is that, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
10. All right. Move on. Creating more jobs and raising wages. How about that?
10.
How important? 10. Reducing crime.
10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
10. Ensuring our borders are secure.
10.
10 as well. Okay, very well. Making housing more affordable.
10.
10. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, sir. We're moving quickly. Thank you so much. Switching gears a little. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Approve? Would you, is that a strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. Very well. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Approved.
Strongly as well, or just somewhat approved?
Strong.
Strong approved. Thank you, sir. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first organization is the MAGA Republicans. How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Wait a minute. I disapprove, so whatever the lowest one is.
Well, remember, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you feel, in the middle way, you don't feel warm or cold. And 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. You can choose any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel.
I do not feel very favorable at all, so I guess that would be a 0.
0, very well. Yes, I do need a number to proceed. Thank you so much, a 0. Next one is a lady by the name of Marianne Williamson. Are you familiar with that name?
No.
Okay, very well. Never heard of the name before?
No.
No, very well. In that case... next one is another organization, Black PAC, or Black PAC. Do you know that organization?
I'm not familiar with it.
Never heard the organization? Okay, very well. So,
I may have heard, but I don't know them.
No opinion then. Should I enter you as no opinion?
No opinion.
Very well. Next one is another person by the name of Tim Scott.
Not favorable. It's going to be a 0.
No, 0? Okay, very well. You can choose any number between 0 and 100, but it's a 0, it's a 0.
No, a 0.
Okay. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
100,
very well, sir. And how do you feel about Donald Trump?
0.
0. Okay, let's move on. I know it's a still long way off, but if the election for president were held to date and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Biden, okay. We got a similar question here, you know, it's just a matter of procedure. And if the election for president were held today and the candidate were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. Let's move to something else. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried?
Very worried.
At all. Very, very worried, okay? I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B. Some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. That's B. A statement A says, other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Which of the two statements do you agree with more, sir? A or B?
Could you read those statements again?
Sure. Not a problem. Whenever you want me to read them back, and there's not a problem. The first statement is B. It says, some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Statement A, the second statement says, other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. So which one do you agree with more, sir?
Question you read.
Would you agree with B or A?
Did you say A was the struggle? I mean the.
They put B before, you know, before A, but that's the way the order they put them. But I read them back again. So let's say A. I'm gonna read A first. Statement A said, other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. That's statement A.
I'll go with B because I said this.
And would you agree with A much more or just somewhat more? Much more or somewhat more?
Well, is this a different question or the same question?
It's the same question, but there are levels of agreement. If you just somewhat agree with A or much more with it?
Well, I agree with both of them, but I think that B is more important because it talks about.
So
do you want to
agree with B?
Yes.
And would you say you agree with B somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Very well. Sorry about that. The wording gets it's not that clear. Very well. Thank you.
Yes,
let's move on. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. Very well. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More.
Much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
Much more.
Thank you. Almost there. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. First statement says, invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open. How important is that to you, sir? Very important? Very important? Okay. Thank you. Next statement says, cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. Is that very important? Somewhat important? Not very important or not at all?
Very important.
Very important. Okay. Next statement says, ban choke holds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. Ban choke holds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. How important is that?
Did you say banks are closing?
No, banned. They were banned. They cannot use them anymore. It was ban choke holds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. They were banned. They cannot use them no more. Choke holds or no-knock warrant.
Oh. They can't use them. Well, I'll go along with
that. That's very important. Yeah. Somewhat important.
Not very important.
Very important. Very well. Okay. A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. How important is that?
Very.
Very. Okay. Thank you. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities.
Very.
Is that very important? Very well. Let's move on. Thank you, sir. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, we are starting to wrap things up. I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strong approve.
Very well. I'm going to read you some reason that others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 with 10 means. And that is a very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason. 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. It's only two statements, actually. The first one says, when we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has a tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change to protect your community. Your vote can do that too. How convincing do you find that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
10, thank you. And just one more. MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They are appointing judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure that we can determine our own futures. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Very well. Let's start wrapping things up. Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
10. Very well. Extremely motivated. Thank you so much. What stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? Any argument that we just read or that you heard, what stood out the most to you, sir, so I can enter it into the survey, in your own words?
Just the importance of getting out to vote, to express your opinion, to express your opinion, your beliefs, and your well-being.
And the importance of getting out to vote, right? First?
Getting out to vote is extremely important for all aspects of a person's lives.
Importance of getting out to vote?
The importance of getting out to vote for the candidate of your choice and for the areas of concern of your choice.
Okay.
So the survey is
for the candidates of your choice and the
very
and would you
the
do you and, yes, sir, go ahead.
What stood out most about your poll is the increased awareness of what's important to me as a voter.
So very well. So far, I have entered the importance of getting out to vote for the candidates of your choice. And would you add something else, sir? And the importance of
rejecting a lot of stupid ideas of the Republican Party.
Okay. That's all right. That's what we want. We want your sincere opinion. The importance of rejecting the ideas of the Republican Party. Okay.
Well, yeah, those there.
The you said a stupid idea, so I will enter just as such because that's what you mentioned.
Okay, yeah. I just put their attack on, people's fundamental rights, to put it like that.
Okay. Very well, sir. A Republican, let me correct that. All right, let's try now. So let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps, internet apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used Facebook in the past 2 days? Yes or no?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have. How about TikTok?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Instagram?
Yes.
Snapchat?
No.
No. Twitter? Which is
no.
X now? No. YouTube?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Apple News?
No.
No, very well. Let's move on. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you completed, sir?
Master's degree.
Master's? Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married.
Single, separated, married? Thank you.
Ma'am.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Very, very liberal. Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
What was the highest percentage?
Nearly all. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live, sir? Urban, suburban, or rural area? Suburban or urban?
Suburban, yeah. Suburban.
Suburban, okay. Were one or more of your grandparents, we're talking about grandparents, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No. Were one or more of your parents were born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
No, thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, sir. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
All right, thank you.